As Valentine's Day approaches this Sunday, some people who are alone can get a little bit down in the dumps because society tells us we need a romantic partner to thrive. Perhaps we place too much emphasis on finding love rather than finding ourselves and finding joy in the many relationships we share. Joining me with her two cents is neuropsychologist Dr. Hannah Carell. Hey there, Hannah. How are you?
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thank you. And look, my partner and I kind of boycott Valentine's Day because we already have to give each other enough presents as it is.
Yeah, I think it's not uncommon to experience in the lead up to Valentine's Day anxiety.
Yeah. So other people are feeling anxiety in different ways. What's your take on our obsession with finding love and soulmates?
Yeah, soulmates is a really interesting word because it's a beautiful romanticized idea that, you know, there are people out there who are going to complete us in some way and fulfill us in some way, which is really beautiful. But the problem is when it starts to derail you in terms of thinking that maybe there's only one person out there for me and I can't find them and I'll never find them. They don't exist. I'm going to be alone forever. Or potentially, if you think you have found the one, then you might put unrealistically high expectations on the relationship, which invariably come crashing down around you when you realize that they are only human, as we all are. So, you know, realistically, there are lots and lots of people out there who we can make a beautiful, soulful connection with. And if we swap that mindset from, I want a soulmate, to I want a soulful connection, that puts a lot less pressure on you to find the right one and a lot less pressure on your partner to be your everything. And that's a lot healthier mentality for a relationship.
Yeah, I bet that also means that maybe you become a little bit less codependent because that's something that you,
yeah.
I don't know, not with my current relationship, but I have slipped into codependency before and you sort of become the same person and you don't want to do anything on your own or make connections with other people.
We've all had that friend who, like, they get in a relationship and all of a sudden their personality completely changes. Like, they're all of a sudden super into the, you know, car racing, or they're super into a sport they were never into before, and they kind of morph into the personality of their partner. I think we've all had friends like that a little bit at one point in our lives, or been there ourselves at one point in our lives. But there are different types of healthy relationships, and I like to use Venn diagrams to explain this. And if you haven't heard of a Venn diagram, that's, you know, the overlapping circles. You have a circle and a second circle, and they might be overlapping a little bit, and there's that space that overlaps between them. That's a Venn diagram. So an unhealthy relationship is one where one circle represents them and one circle represents you. And if those circles are completely overlapping, it almost looks like there's only one circle because they're so overlapping, that's codependent. That's where you guys are sharing all your hobbies, all your time together. You're always together. You're joined at the hip and you're essentially losing yourself in the relationship. You're losing your ability to form your own opinion. You're losing your ability to feel independent. You're losing your own hobbies and interests. So you're losing yourself in the relationship. And that's not a healthy type of relationship. The other end of the spectrum is when you have the two circles aren't touching at all. So they're completely separate and there's no overlap at all. And those are the distant relationships where you're not spending enough time together. You're not sharing quality time. You're not having special intimacy. You're not connecting. And there is no shared time together, no hobbies shared together, which is equally unhealthy. So the ideal relationship is one where our circles overlap a little bit. So not too much, not too little. So we share some hobbies with our partner, we share some quality time and the right amount of time in our schedule together, but we're not completely dependent on one another to do everything in life. We're not together 24/7. We have our own independent interests. And the research is telling us that that model where a little bit of your circle overlaps, not too much, not too little, that is the healthiest type of relationship. So making sure you don't lose yourself in the relationship.
The Goldilocks effect. What about, I mean, I've tried to tell single people, look, you don't have to find someone. I mean, it's all very well to say from my position, but it's really sad that it's sort of like the only thing, the only goal that, you know, you have to find the one or you'll feel lonely forever. What do you reckon? How can they reframe that thinking?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, firstly, we've all been there, right? Like the amount of times, you know, you wake up in the middle of the night clutching your pretend girlfriend pillow or boyfriend pillow. And, you know, we've all been there, Jenny, right? I think it's important to remember you're not alone. There are millions of people out there who also want to find the one and are also single. And that's why our dating apps and our matchmaking services are million-dollar industries, because there are so many people in the same position as you. So you're actually not alone. It's not a reflection that you're defective in some way. It's just part of life to be single for a period of time. I think the key with this is changing our perspective on that single time. So you can see yourself as alone, or you can see yourself as single. Now, single means that you haven't settled for someone who's not right for you. You haven't settled for anything less than what you feel you deserve. And that's actually a beautiful thing. That's huge self-respect to not settle for something in a relationship where you're saying, anybody will do, I just want to be in a relationship. That's very healthy, and that's good self-respect. So keeping that in your mind, I'm not alone, I'm single because I'm not settling for the wrong person. And that's really empowering to shift your mentality in that direction. And I think it's really important to make sure that if you are struggling with feeling single, that you also remember this is the one time in your life where you get to put yourself first, and you get to really know what your opinions are, what your likes are, what your interests are, without being influenced or biased by anybody else that you love and care about, because we do get influenced by those people. So this is that one period in your life where you can really figure out, well, what do you want out of life? And that's a beautiful, beautiful time. And don't spend a day that you know you feel lonely by yourself. Go and spend it with family or friends.
Great. Well, you can always tune into the radio.
That's exactly right, yeah.
Hey, thanks so much, Dr. Hannah Carell. We can read more about you online, and also you've got a fantastic book which has tips for ditching those relationships that you don't need in your life anymore.
Absolutely, How to Break Up with Friends. It's all good bookstores.